Well, this is Dr. Stan coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our colleagues. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have a very special guest and a good friend, Dr. David Kennedy, and he is, of course, one of the dentists who leads the battle on water fluoridation and the mercury, the toxic mercury that is actually given off from the fillings in your mouth. But right now we're going to start out talking about something called Codex, and this is a program to damage the health of the American people. Now, who would want to damage the health of the American people? Well, there really are evil and wicked people out there. The Codex problem is simply one where they want to restrict the amount of vitamins and minerals and other things available to us, things we need for our health, and of course, they don't want us to have them. So, with that as a background, Dr. Kennedy, weren't you just recently at a meeting where they were discussing this sort of thing? David, are you there? Go ahead, David.
Yes, there was an emergency meeting in Washington, D.C., or actually in Arlington, Virginia, right outside Washington, where about 20 different nonprofit health organizations were called together because we're kind of at a crisis stage, and we may have an opportunity to do something about this in the United States. They've already lost the battle in Canada and Australia, and they're fighting tooth and nail in the European community over this very issue. Codex, how would you allow the Germans and the French to take away your access to nutrients? The big pharma, as we call them, the pharmaceutical companies, have taken over a program that was intended to provide healthy food. It was, the whole program of it was to make sure that the food was healthy, and instead this program was taken over by industry to require that food have hormones in it, require that you allow high levels of pesticide, require that you use antibiotics in the rearing of your animals, and they did a phony risk assessment where they classified nutrients like vitamins and minerals and herbs as toxic substances, and then they did a phony risk assessment where they adjusted the dose to the point where they have no physiological impact. Well, quite honestly, if you had a nutrient that had no physiological impact, there'd be no reason to use it. You know, you want impact from your nutrients. You want your vitamin C's and B's and A's and so forth to have a benefit. But they did a risk assessment and said it so that there is no benefit.
But I think it's so important, David, to point out that these are phony assessments. These are scientists who are bought and sold. They are prostituting their profession because they get well paid for it. And the big drug companies aren't concerned about our health. They're concerned about their profits.
And they're losing their market share.
And right, and of course they're going to be facing literally tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars of lawsuits over Vioxx and over Celebrex and over Bextra and over some of the statin drugs that they foisted on the public, knowing full well that they were poisonous ahead of time, but it was sure great for the bottom line. And now, how are they going to recover that? Well, just like the big tobacco knew they were killing people, they didn't care. And so the drug companies are going to have to stand before the bar of justice, and they're going to have to make up the profits some other way. Why don't we, of course, make it on vitamins and minerals? And you're not going to be able to get them without a doctor's prescription in very small amounts, because we don't want you to have them. We're going to be back talking about Codex with Dr. David Kennedy and where we stand today. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills over looking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest is Dr. David Kennedy, who is with the Institute of, IAOT. MT, isn't that right?
Past president, yes, that's correct.
All right. Tell our listeners what that is.
Well, the organization was founded back in 1984 to bring evidence-based science into dentistry. Dentistry is primarily taught as a trade. You're taught manual skills such as, you know, how to carve a tooth. It's often been jokingly called tooth carpentry, but it really is tooth carpentry because, you know, if you was trying to ask your dentist, you know, what is the dose of fluoride that you recommend, they stammer around and they say something like one part per million. Well, that's a weight for volume. You know, that's not a dose is always weight for weight. You know, 2 milligrams per kilogram or 10 milligrams per kilogram. It's not dose per volume, so they can't even do the fundamental calculations necessary to calculate a dose. So they're very poorly trained. They're not trained as scientists. They're trained as mechanics, and so they've gone out and been used by industry. And the dentists aren't bad people. I don't mean that at all. But because of their ignorance, they've been used by industry. Other people who have something to sell and nothing but evil in their hearts, and to go out and promote water fluoridation. And good people are out there promoting it, but the reason it's there at all is because bad people have fluoride to get rid of. So Codex is a similar type of thing, only it doesn't involve the dentist directly. It involves our government officials who are absolutely silent on the issue of Codex taking over the laws of this country. And you know, you can go to the FDA webpage. You know, just don't believe me. Just type in Codex and go to the FDA webpage. And there are statements on that webpage that are factually incorrect.
And if they just tell you that these vitamins really aren't effective, and large doses of vitamin C are totally ineffective, and it is a lie, and some of the scientists know it's a lie, but they don't want the public to know. We need supplements because our body doesn't create vitamin C like every other animal other than some sort of a bat and the guinea pig. But every other animal makes their vitamin C. We don't because we have a genetic defect, and we need the supplements.
We absolutely do need the supplements. Nobel Prize to Linus Pauling for discovering that. And so but on the webpage of the FDA, they claim that Codex will have no impact whatsoever on the laws within the United States. And all you have to do is look at the example. There are several examples, but Utah is a good example. Utah had a law against internet gambling. Utah is religiously opposed to gambling, and they said, well, it wouldn't be good for the kids to be able to jump on the computer and gamble either. So they passed a law against internet gambling. And the Cayman Islands, where they love gambling, you know, it's where the drug dealers hide their offshore money and that sort of
stuff. Hold that thought for just a moment, David. We'll bring our other stations on board. Well, Dr. Stan is pointing out, Dr. Kennedy is pointing out that once these laws are passed in other countries because of the World Trade Organization and other treaties that we have signed, why laws in other countries can influence what's done here in America. And so he was pointing out what had happened as far as poker, or I guess it was internet gambling, in Utah. So pick up the story there, David.
Well, the Codex, the way this all gets involved is through the fair trade, free trade. And so they say, well, free trade won't affect our internal laws. But here's Utah with a law against internet gambling. And then Cayman Islands files a complaint, and Utah has to harmonize, quote, end quote, or change their laws to agree with what the Cayman Islands want. So that makes the laws of the United States. What happened to our sovereignty? You know, we have laws. We have a law in California that, you know, you can have alternative health care, but in some other parts of the world you can't. And so that here we are. And it's like if you wanted to go get a bottle of vitamins in Germany or something like that, you walk into a no health food stores there. You walk into a pharmacy, stand in line, and when you get up to a pharmacist, you say, "I would like to buy a bottle of multivitamins." They take two off the shelf in the back, walk up and show you, we have this one and this one, which one do you want? It's not like America where you have freedom of choice. So they're talking about harmonizing the laws of the United States with the laws of Germany and France, who basically were the honchos that were allowed to write the codex. And they're all people working for Big Pharma. They don't want you to have access to herbs and nutrients and teas and stuff like that you might find beneficial. They want you to go use your your drugs, your medicines, you know. Like.
And of course, this makes it a lot more expensive, and they also want to lower the amount of, say, a vitamin C and a capsule, what, down to about 200 milligrams, as you're going to have to take about, 10 of those a day, or at least 5 of them a day, to get even a halfway adequate dose of vitamin C. Right now, your smallest capsule is 500 milligrams, and so they're cutting them out back the amount in the capsules, aren't they? And then they're charging more for them. And of course, it's going to be great for the drug companies because they're going to be the ones that are going to corner the market.
And you can't even get access to them in a lot of cases, you know, because they've cut the dose so low. You choke to death on the filler. You remember the tryptophan that killed people? I heard just the other day why the tryptophan killed people. It wasn't the tryptophan. They had a genetically engineered filler in there that wasn't tryptophan. It was a GMO food, and so, you know, they're not even going to require labeling on GMO foods under this fair trade agreement. It's a total big grab of our rights by industry. They want to get rid of your right to choose what you eat and let the industry look at the dose that they have for the pesticide, the fluoride pesticides. You can have up to 3.8 milligrams of fluoride pesticide a day in your food. I mean, you know, 3.8 milligrams of fluoride is a lot of fluoride. 5 milligrams per kilogram will kill anybody. So, you know, just count how many kilograms you are, and so you're eating a significant dose.
And I think that what our listeners need to know is that plants are pretty smart. The only plant that will absorb fluoride through the roots, and you correct me if I'm wrong, David, but the only plant that will absorb a fluoride through the roots is tea plant, because the rest of them, because of it, is it so toxic it destroys the enzymes, and so it would kill the plants. So to get around that, why we spray it on the plants, of course, in the name of it, because it's a deadly poison. It kills all the insects and that get on there. It's an insecticide. So we spray it on there, and then, of course, we eat the insecticide, which is the fluoride compound.
And chamomile, for some reason, it's a flower, and it also has high fluoride level.
What is that now?
A chamomile. You know, it's a tea a lot of people from Mexico like chamomile. And it supposedly has. And green tea is really high. You know, that it's 8 parts per million. So there's some very high levels in teas. I have an article I just saw the other day of a lady that developed crippling skeletal ferosis from drinking instant iced tea. She drank about a gallon a day, you know, which is a lot, but, you know, not completely out of line with what some people do. And it doesn't say anywhere on it, don't drink more than a teaspoon a day, and she developed crippling skeletal ferosis.
Simply because she was a massive intake of skeletal, pardon me, of fluorine, and too much fluorine will give you skeletal ferosis. We know that.
A little bit will give you skeletal ferosis, too. It just takes longer.
Right.
No difference.
It's cumulative.
Yeah. She did this in like 7 years.
Right. All right, fine. Well, now, what are the organizations are going to do about it? How can we possibly head this thing off? I mean, if people want to take vitamins and minerals, they should have that right. I don't think the government should ever come down and say they shouldn't have that right. Because if they can tell us that, they can control everything about what we eat. And instead of course, allowing people to know whether the food they're getting is genetically modified, they won't allow that. In fact, they won't even allow testing of every cow for mad cow disease because they're afraid they might find it, and as I was told, you might get a false positive and hurt the meat industry, so we won't let the farmers test for mad cow disease. What sort of madness is that?
It's pretty strange, isn't it? If you can't, it's like, what do we do if people have, you know, got married? They used to test them for syphilis because they wanted to run down everybody with syphilis and treat it. But we can't kill for cows, which is how you get rid of an infection in a herd. You go figure out which animal has it and get rid of it.
Right.
And it's just really crazy. The organization that invited me back, I basically represented the Academy of Oral Medicine Toxicology, and it was the American Health Association. There is a nonprofit back there. Also, Dr. Raff, who has been very effective in fighting Codex in Europe, and he works with Linus Pauling. And that's the Dr. Raff Health Foundation has .org has a great deal of information about Codex on their webpage, and they've been standing up. They helped actually finance the the gathering of all the nonprofits, and you know, it was the who's who of nutrition, with the exception of and shame on them, is the National Nutritional Foods Association, the trade association that represents all of the health food stores.
And they're actually backing it because they think they're going to make more money. Boy, are they in for a surprise!
And they back it, and their information is also incorrect, and it mirrors the FDA incorrect information.
Well, it's sort of like what happened to the doctors, the physicians. You know, they didn't want to get into this mess we are today with the HMOs and the PPOs, but their leaders were pushing that, and the doctors had no idea they were betrayed by their leaders, and they've gotten us into a terrible situation where we are with healthcare delivery today. I will tell you that nobody in Congress goes to an HMO, but a lot of people here in you know, private sector are forced into it because of the ridiculous prices, and it's all because of government interference with the healthcare delivery system. I suspect the same thing has happened as far as the healthcare industry is concerned, the healthcare food stores. They've been taken over. Their leadership has been taken over by people who have an entirely different agenda than that, of course, of the average health food store, which wants to be able to sell these products, and they're going to end up losing an awful lot, aren't they?
They're going to be the big losers are going to be the people. And then you know, the health food stores think they're going to make it up on the by selling the other stuff, but the stuff isn't going to work. It's not going to be of use in taking it. So you know, what's the point of even swallowing the stuff? You know, that it's going to be such low dose, it'll have no physiological impact. So you know, there's no point in swallowing the stuff. So right now, more than 70% of the healthcare dollar in California goes to other things other than allopathic healthcare, which are, you know, drugs and surgery. And so you know, that's because they work. You know that there are lots of things you can do to make yourself feel better and stay healthy and live longer, and that but you know, that doesn't help at all if you've got you know, somebody restricting the amount of vitamins you can have in your herbal product.
But David, they've got to do something about all these old people. Social Security and Medicare are going broke, and there's only really two alternatives: either to admit that the whole thing was a fraud, or to get rid of a lot of the older people.
You're absolutely correct, and that, you know, that here we have you know, all these vitamins and supplements that do work, and the testimony is people have voted with their pocketbook. They've gone and got the vitamins, and they've taken them, and they've utilized the services of chiropractors and massage therapists and all of that, and that it's just a big grab for the old healthcare dollar. Is that they don't want the billions of dollars going into somebody else's pocket, and then what is going into the drug company's pocket.
Now, are the drug companies then going to begin producing vitamins, and are they going to require prescriptions? What's the whole idea of that?
Well, you know, personally, if it's like in Australia and Canada, is it the old standbys are just not going to be available. You just can't get them. They're closing down. Well, there's a product in Canada that has been used for many years to treat schizophrenia, or not schizophrenia, but depression and other, you know, neurological disorders. One of the people at the meeting told me that she used it for years because, you know, all the pharmaceutical drugs just don't work. But for some reason, this product does, because it's a mixture of herbs and vitamins and nutrients. Nothing safer in the world. You could eat the whole bottle and it won't even upset your stomach. And the Canada's already signed on to this thing. The Canadian FDA comes in, and actually it's not called FDA up there, but anyway, that came in and shut them down. Said it's like Napoleon's law. You know, Napoleon, that they would arrest you and you had to prove yourself innocent or you got killed. So that's called Napoleonic law. You're guilty until proven innocent. What they've done is the same thing to your vitamins and nutrients. Is that you have, if you want to sell a product for neurological unhappiness, you know, say for instance is to elevate your mood, you have to do millions of dollars of studies to show that this $2 product is a benefit. So what happened to let people make their own choice?
Oh, well, of course, what's even worse is when they spend all their money as they did on Vioxx, and they knew that tens of thousands of people were going to die of this, and they put it on the market anyway. And, of course, it wasn't until one brave man named Dr. David Graham came forward, and he was, of course, the associate director of the drug safety program, and pointed out that tens of thousands of people had died of it being covered up by our FDA, because, of course, they were in bed with Merck and with Pfizer and the other drug companies. He's been
fired. Yeah.
Right. But anyway, he saved literally tens of thousands of lives in America. We'll be right back here. Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America.
This is Health
Values,
Journalism.
Our future are under attack.
1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. David Kennedy. David, do you want to put out your website before I forget?
Well, yes, and I also, we were talking earlier about Codex, and I let me give the Codex. Actually, the people that put on the website are the American Association for Health Freedom, and their website has a lot of information, and it's healthfreedom.net.
Healthfreedom.net, okay.
And my website is saveteeth.org. The SAVETEETH, like I'd like to save my teeth.
Right.
SaveTeeth.org, and then you'll find information there about mercury and fluoride and other topics about dental health.
All right, fine. So anyway, now let's get back to what can be done about this. Is this going to come up to a vote here? How can we circumvent that? And, of course, it's tied into this whole idea of globalization. You know, we've got to go along with the rest of the world. We can't do it alone. It is all part of the diabolical program to bring us under the control of the world ruling elite.
That's right. And it doesn't come up for a vote. It's already been signed on to since 1963. It's part of the that we keep ratifying what are called World Free NAFTA and CAFTA, the Central America Free Trade Agreement, and the World Health Organization basically set up a thing to called Codex. Codex is Codex Alimentarius, means food code. And that they basically set up a program to make sure there was safe food. And now under the guise of these free trade agreements, we're harmonizing our laws with the Codex Alimentarius. Well, Codex Alimentarius, we didn't get a vote on that. Codex Alimentarius is a draconian list of, it lists out the things that are nutrients that we can take and sets the level at a level that has no physiological impact, which is like who wants to take something that has no benefit. And then restrict your access to it. And don't get me wrong. And some people are trying to discredit our concerns by saying, oh, well, you know, you said that your chicken little, the sky has fallen in, and that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen today or tomorrow or the next day or even the next year. It's just like you boil a frog. You start off kind of low, and you keep raising the temperature, and pretty soon the frog is cooked. And that it never hops out of the pot. Well, you know, I'm saying it's time for us to start hopping because as we keep ratifying all these agreements, and unless we make them harmonize their laws with ours, then we lose. You lose your rights. You pass laws in your state that allow you access to health care that you like, but would you want to harmonize your laws with Arkansas or some of the countries, some of the states that are other countries where they forbid anybody to have access to nutrients? It's ridiculous for us to give up our sovereignty, and that's what these trade agreements are doing. So when do we get to vote? We don't. There is a vote coming up in Congress on ratifying another step of the trade agreement, and that's May 31st or around in that time frame. So there might be an opportunity to do that. There also is a stage 8 in the Codex Alimentarius, and that, you know, so far, our representative there, who's not an elected official, it's a person from the FDA, has not raised one single solitary issue against the Codex Alimentarius. And, you know, it's in violation of every state law I know that allows people access to, you know, we just passed an excellent law here in California called the Health Freedom Law, and it's ridiculous for us to give up our sovereignty to the Germans and the French.
Well, what you're actually saying is, despite the fact that our legislature has voted in this health freedom law, this becomes a moot point when this is superseded by international law. And this is what people have to understand. You know, how many people ever thought we would get to a point where if you had a beetle or a butterfly or a snail on your property, you wouldn't be able to develop it? And yet, that came about because of the Endangered Species Act, which was sold to Congress to preserve the bald eagle, the symbol of America. But you see, that wasn't what it was all about at all. It was really about the federal government being able to control your land. And this is how we get into the mess we are today. People do not understand that, you know, any of the legislation that gets through will be rewritten by the bureaucrats, and unfortunately, step by step, we lose a little more freedom.
Want to lose your freedom, put a bureaucrat in charge. These are unelected people, the people at the Codex. They're all appointed.
Right. Well, you go right ahead, and we're going to be back in just a moment.
Thank you. Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is currently unavailable at the regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro. Have you ever wondered whether you're really getting the truth from the media? Have you ever thought that maybe somebody's controlling your reality? Well, there's going to be a meeting. It's going to be held at the Westin Hotel over by Great America. It's going to be on May 28th and 29th, and it's going to be at the Conspiracy Conference. Now, if you'd like to know more about the Conspiracy Conference, call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. This is the fifth exciting year they've had this. Dick Gregory is going to be there, Nick Begich. There's going to be Daniel Hopsicker, Jack McLam. I'm going to have a booth, although I'll not be speaking. You're going to see really the contrast between good and evil. The Conspiracy Conference is a great educational opportunity. We hope that many of you will give serious consideration to going May 28th, 29th. That's 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999.
The last several years, if so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free. 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call can be placed for free. 1-800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Dr. David Kennedy, and we're talking about codecs. And so, David, is there anything that you could suggest to our listeners other than to try to make them aware of the fact that there is a very real problem and there is an agenda behind what's going on, and some very powerful forces really would like to deprive the American people of the opportunity to looking after their own health?
Yes, there is, Dan. What we did at this meeting is we formed a new coalition of nonprofit organizations, and it's a 501c4, which means it can do lobbying, it can do the political activities. Is the donations to that organization are not tax exempt. On the other hand, they will be used for a goal that I think you and I believe are worthy. Right now, the contact information is through the American Association for Health Freedom. As soon as, you know, this was just happened last weekend, so, you know, it hasn't got the web page set up and so forth. But I think they did file their 501c4 papers on Tuesday. So, you know, it's happening as we speak. So I'd tell your listeners to go on the Internet or probably contact you and www.healthfreedom.net. And as soon as we get a web page, we'll have a link there to yours. And but basically, Americans got to stand up and fight for our rights to have access to nutrient supplements, to good food, good herbs, and choose the kind of health care that we want. We don't need to harmonize our laws with Germany. I thought we slapped them down a little while back. And here they come back, and it's, you mentioned Merck. Well, a lot of the forces behind the scenes appear to be Merck in this.
And Merck is a German company, of course.
Yeah.
People don't know that.
Yeah.
Well, let's get on, of course, they recently attacked and killed probably 30 or 40,000 Americans with Vioxx, which they knew was lethal. Seven-fold increase in heart attack with low-dose Vioxx in the original study in 1999. And if you want to verify that, you give us a call and you ask for Dr. Graham's testimony, and we'll send it to you free of charge. That's a testimony before the Senate, and you'll be amazed how his testimony was altered by the controlled media. And if you read the newspaper now, they'll tell you, oh, shucks, it just, you know, Vioxx doubles the incidence of heart attack. No, initially they knew it increased it sevenfold, 700 times increase, and yet they put it on the market anyway, with the full support, of course, of the FDA there. They're there to guard the profits of the drug industry. Now, let's get into something else. You have written a book on how to save your teeth. So, and we just gotten a call earlier today from one of our listeners who went to the dentist. His gums are receding, and he's concerned. He had quit using the fluoridated toothpaste, and he's got some cavities. And of course, the reason that fluoridated toothpaste works is because it is such a deadly poison. I'm going to let you tell the story of why fluoridated toothpaste has decreased dental cavities, but of course, at what cost?
Well, it's only a minor decrease. Brushing your teeth is what the real benefit is. But, you know, the reason it works, it can be shown at all to have a benefit, is because it is a violent protoplasmic poison. It doesn't even kill the germs as well as a lot of other stuff. I mean, when you wash your hands with soap and water, you know, if you washed your hands with just water, it wouldn't work as good as soap. So putting something on the toothbrush does benefit a little bit. But I always want to do studies where they compare toothpaste with fluoride to water. Well, I mean, you know, how about compare it to baking soda and salt? Well, it doesn't come out as good. Well, that doesn't sell you $18 billion of the stuff, does it? So, you know, how about iodine? It doesn't come out as good. So there are a lot of stuff that are safe, natural products that work better than the toxic substances that they're selling you on your toothpaste. But if you think it's real safe, go ahead and read the label on the side. It says, keep out of reach of children. If you swallow the amount used in brushing, call the poison control center immediately. But, you know, your friend with the receding gums. Receding gums are caused by germs living around there's a couple of causes, but the most common cause, about 95% of it, is caused by germs living in the gum around the tooth. Germs that can't stand oxygen that basically eat away at the bone.
Could I just comment? The reason that fluoridated toothpaste works at all is because it kills the bacteria. Cavities are caused by bacteria. Cavities, dental caries, is a communicable disease, and you get it, of course, by getting these bacteria in your mouth, and then, of course, eating things, candy, sweets, and then, of course, the bacteria attacks the sweets, comes up with an acid, and that's what erodes the teeth. So most people don't understand that. Dental caries is because of a bacterial infection.
And gum.
Right.
Don't forget, is that if you go look and see where people get cavities, they get cavities in that crinkle in the top of the tooth. It's a groove that doesn't completely seal up. And they have scum on their teeth. I mean, you know, one little girl came in, she said, you know, how come her teeth grow sweaters at night? Well, that's the scum. That's the stuff we're talking about. Those are germs. When the teeth get all scummy, that's not just scum. It's full of germ life. And when you give it sugar, it makes acid. If you don't think acid dissolves teeth, anybody's got a little baby around there that loses a baby tooth, just put it in a cup of Coca-Cola. And check it every few days, and in about a week, it'll totally dissolve away. So, you know, that you can dissolve teeth in acid. Well, we weren't ever meant to eat that amount of acid, but we've got acid, we got soda pop, we got all these sugars and all these other things. When you eat sugar, the bacteria in your mouth turn it to acid. And that the germ that causes tooth decay has two characteristics. One, it makes a real sticky goo, so it can glue itself to your tooth. And two, when you feed it sugar, it makes acid. And that's just about as simple as it gets. And when you do DNA testing on it, you find that germ more than likely came from your mother or your caregiver when you were a baby. You know, when you were about 2 years old, whoever was taking care of you, you know, that pacifier fell out and they licked it off and gave it back to you. You got a few germs in there. Not a crime. All the germs in your body probably came from your mom, so don't worry about it. But if you let that scum build up on your teeth, it'll eat a hole in them. So, you know, clean teeth don't rot. And so the idea is, keep that scum off your teeth, and you don't have to put pesticides on that toothbrush. I've taught what's called dry brushing in my practice for 30 years. You got a nice soft toothbrush, and sit right in your shirt pocket, and when you feel a little scum with your tongue, you get that out of the shirt pocket, and you start scrubbing it off. You don't let that stuff sit around on those teeth. You don't want to hammer at the gums, but you want to keep the teeth nice and shiny and smooth, clean. No, clean teeth don't decay. And for the children, when the tooth comes in, that little crinkle in the surface of the tooth, that is a flaw in the way the tooth is made. And that doesn't have to have a mercury filling stuff in it. It can be cleaned off and sealed up. And in doing so, you cut down the chances of that tooth ever getting a cavity, something like 80%. It is simply the most effective, cost-effective, safest thing you can do to that tooth. And it extends the longevity of the tooth, and it reduces your dental bill throughout a lifetime. The little rich kids get it. The poor kids, even on welfare, can have it.
Now, what sort of a sealant do you put on it?
Well, I don't like the ones that turn into estrogen, but they're a non-estrogenic sealant. It's basically clear plastic. And that there are non-BIS-PMA, if you've been following the estrogen mimics, some of the plastics used in dentistry are what are called estrogen mimics. And nobody's shown that it's going to, you know, give everybody a big dose of estrogen, but, you know, using the precautionary principle, if it doesn't look safe, I just go the other way. And so there are other composites, like Diamond Crown has a plastic that does not contain those radicals that look like estrogen to the human body. So just use that kind. And it seals out that the decay and seals up that groove. There's a flaw in the way the tooth is made. And so when a child is 6 years old, 12 years old, and 18 years old, permanent molars come in. There's three different sets of permanent molars come in at those ages, 6, 12, and 18, and that I recommend that everybody get those sealed up because 90% of them have a flaw in the groove. So, you know, just, it's like painting your car. If you don't paint your car, it rusts. If you paint it, it doesn't rust, you know, unless you drive across salt. But anyway, that's the story on preventive dentistry. I discuss it in my book, How to Save Your Teeth with Toxic-Free Preventive Dentistry. It's the single most cost-effective thing parents can do to help their child throughout a lifetime.
All right, fine. Well, let's talk a little bit about the gum receding.
Absolutely. Gum disease is the biggest reason people lose their teeth. You know, if you get your kid all raised up and through the teenage years without having any major cavities, you think you're home free. No, I'm sorry. Is it 60-some-odd percent, 68% of the teeth that are lost are due to gum disease, not tooth decay. And what's gum disease? Gum disease is bacteria living in the collar around the tooth and gnawing away at the bone, not over a week or a month, but over decades. And that, how can you tell if you got these kind of bugs? Well, if you floss and your gums bleed, you got those kind of bugs. That's how simple it is, unless you're using, you know, razor wire or something to floss with, the gums don't bleed. Healthy gums don't bleed anyway. And so if the bacteria have eaten all the skin off your gums, then you need to be concerned because bacteria get into your bloodstream, and that invasion of your bloodstream is now linked to everything from strokes to heart attacks to low birth weight babies. Here, you know, the children with learning disorders and mental problems, a lot of that comes because the baby was damaged in the womb because the mother had infected gums. You know, pregnancy gingivitis, that's not normal. That's germs living in the mother's mouth. So what do you do about it? You kill them. You know, this is not rocket science. These germs have names. We can look at them under a microscope. It's real simple. Anybody that can go to a high school chemistry class and find any kind of microscope can look at the germs. That if you take the germs from the bottom of the collar around the tooth, down where they don't get much oxygen, and they're called anaerobic organisms, and look under the microscope, there's about three different shapes you're going to see. One looks like a tennis ball and scoots around rapidly this way and that way. One looks like a cigar, scoots around this way and that way. And one looks like a snake. Kill them all. If they're moving, kill them. The healthy bugs don't move. So, you know, nobody wants smart bugs in their mouth. You want dead bugs or no bugs. And so that's really easy to do. In my book, I talked about using baking soda and salt. But it's not a do-it-yourself program. As the disease progresses, they eat holes down, kind of like the termites in your building, down alongside the root. And so then when you go to the dentist, you know, they take a ruler and say, oh, there's a 6-millimeter hole here. Well, how much is 6 millimeter? Well, 6 millimeters, you know, 3/8 of an inch. Well, you know, how are you going to floss that? You're going to dangle the floss in, you know, put a little bait on it and see if you can get the bugs to jump on there? That's not going to work. So you need to irrigate. And how do you get water down there? You put it in a water pick. You put something like salt water in the water pick, and you flush that out, because all the bad guys are swimmers, with the exception of one exception, which is Actinomyces acomatans, which is a vegetative bacteria. But most of the bad guys, I guess I should say most of the bad guys, most of the bad guys are swimmers. So all of a sudden you changed all the water that they're swimming in from saliva, which they love, to salt water, which they don't love. You could get rid of a substantial percentage. If you do that day after day after day, you're going to get rid of all of them. It's real simple. But what you need is somebody who's got a microscope to look and see how you're doing. And that's the coach.
Now, basically, what are you suggesting then? Use a saline mouthwash on a regular basis?
Not mouthwash. You got to put it in a machine called a water pick or some kind of irrigator. There's one by Viajet. There's one by Hydrofloss. These are machines that there's even one that you can get over the internet called Shower Flosser, which you screw onto your shower. And they put so much junk in the city water, I don't want to drink it, but it's probably pretty good to squirt around your teeth. And that you basically got to squirt around your teeth. You got to irrigate this stuff out from the gums, because they're waterborne or saliva borne actually bacteria. And then you can't take an antibiotic and get any antibiotic in the saliva. Saliva is a filtrate of the blood. But there aren't any antibiotics you can take that would get a high enough level to do anything besides irritate these bacteria. So how can you do that? You can directly apply lots of stuff that kill bacteria. Bacteria is like, I asked one kid, why don't pickles rot? And he didn't know, but what's pickle? That's vinegar and salt. The vinegar and salt will kill germs. These cucumbers can sit in a jar for years and not rot because there's no bacteria that grow well in, salt and vinegar. So you could irrigate your teeth with salt and vinegar, although I'd probably stay away from vinegar because it's kind of acidic. But the baking soda is basic and attempts to neutralize the germs that would cause tooth decay. So here you can have a benefit at the same time as flushing away the germs that are causing gum disease. And how can you tell when you're well? You can pound away on these gums with your soft toothbrush and dig and floss and work in between your teeth with a soft toothpick and just clean away, and you never come up with any red on the toothbrush at all. Then you have skin on your gums. No skin, bad problem. All tough skin, good problem. So that's how you stop gum disease. It sounds real simple. You know what? It is real simple. Biggest thing is to find somebody using the microscope in their dental practice who's willing to help you.
Well, now, how about this Arm & Hammer soap, toothpaste? Certainly a very basic toothpaste, isn't it? Is that good?
Well, if you go read on it, it's only got 7% baking soda. Here are the people that, make baking soda by the freight car load, and then they sell you a toothpaste that's got fluoride in it, which I don't recommend, because fluoride's real toxic to gums and real toxic to bone.
So you can't get it without the fluoride then?
Well, I'd go to, yeah, you can. just walk on by that, you know how they say, just say no to drugs?
Right.
Just walk on by that drugstore, head on off to your favorite health food store, go into the baking aisle and go buy yourself some baking soda. Is that you can get perfectly natural, healthy baking soda at your health food store that doesn't have any junk in it. And, the Arm & Hammer adds a lot of aluminum to their baking soda to make it so it doesn't clump up and turn into chunks, which is okay. You're going to spit the stuff out anyway, but, just don't swallow the stuff. But so anyway, baking soda will kill germs by dehydration. It basically sucks all the water out of them because they don't have the ability to keep the water from being sucked out of them.
Well, Dr. Kennedy has written a book. It goes into the background of really dental health, and it talks a lot about the things we're talking about today. What's the title of that book?
That's How to Save Your Teeth with Toxic-Free Preventive Dentistry, or just How to Save Your Teeth.
We do carry the book. We think it's an important one. Just the other alternatives are the fluoridated toothpaste, which have been used by so many people for so long. And, of course, if you use it regularly, it seems to cut back dramatically on the incidence of cavities. But what are the other problems that come along with that, and is there a better way to do it?
Absolutely. I had a parent that came in the other day, and she said, I don't want to expose my daughter to the levels of fluoride. She had dental fluorosis, and she had a lot of skeletal problems from having too much fluoride toothpaste when she was a kid, and she didn't want her child to have that same problem. She said, I just can't find a toothpaste that doesn't have that in there. And I said, you've been going to those stores again that say drugstore on them again, haven't you? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, you got to go to a store that says health food store. And I said, if you go to any health food store worth its salt, you'll find 10 different varieties of toothpaste in there that don't have any fluoride in them, because the health people understand.
All right, fine. We do carry that book. So if anybody's interested in getting Dr. Kennedy's book, again, the title is?
How to Save Your Teeth.
How to Save Your Teeth. Well, okay, fine. So we have a real problem in America because we have been using this fluoridated toothpaste for such a long time, and fluoridated water and all of these fluoride products. without anybody ever bothering to tell us that fluoride is a deadly enzymatic prison, a poison, and it does produce terrible problems, as far as the absorption into our system. And if you really begin to study this and you want to get some of the material we have on the dangers of fluoridated water and of the fluoride products we're using, why they are readily available, a lot of this is covered in Dr. David Kennedy's book. David, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me out, Dan.
And do you have a website, anything you'd like to get out there before we let you go?
I would say go by the healthfreedom.net and step up the bat, get on their mailing list, and see if we can figure out a way to stop this codex from taking away our rights.
All right, fine. Thank you so much for being with us again. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Our tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course we just want to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener supported, and we do hope, of course, that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family, which is how we're able to do what we do. And we're going to have to take on an additional shortwave program station because we've just been having so much trouble with our past frequency. We lost where they went to the summer schedule. But anyway, if we will be actually on two shortwave stations now for the rest of the summer. And if you'd like to help us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We'll be on 9.495 starting today. And Monday we'll be on 9.985 as well, 9.985. We would need to reach people all across the country with the information they're not going to get elsewhere. And then, of course, you can tell your friends that they can always listen to us on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Well, there are so many things going. If you'd like to know more about fluoride, we have two four-tape sets on fluoride. And, of course, we have a very excellent video on fluoride, and then we have the book, The Fluoride Deception. If you'd like to know what fluoride is doing to the minds of our children, why, you'll certainly want to get the book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, by Dr. Russell Blaylock, or you'll want to get the book, The Fluoride Deception, by Chris Bryson. These have extensive sections in them, and they're vitally important so that you can discuss this subject intelligently. Did you ever wonder why our high school graduates, if they take SAT tests and compete in competition with children from other countries, why our kids do so poorly? Is that just happening by accident? Is it happening by accident that we have the highest rates of cancer in the entire world here in the United States? And why is it, of course, that we have so many people dying of heart disease here in the United States? Is this simply happening by accident? Well, you'll certainly want to get our new presentation on fluoride. It's called The Hidden Agenda. This will be available in a couple of weeks. It's a program we're going to be giving next Wednesday evening in Southern California. And if you're living in Southern California, we're going to be in Southern California on Wednesday and Thursday of next week. And we hope many of you will want to come to the programs. If you would like more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We're giving three separate talks, which is going to be sort of exhausting. But there's so much information we need, and we're hoping to get good videos out of these so we can get the information out across America. And, of course, the Hidden Agenda program is subtitled Fluoride Deception. So you need to get the information. You need to understand that they are systematically poisoning the American people. And it's not that they don't know what's happening. There are people who really do know what's happening, but they have a different worldview than you and I do, because they worship a different God. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get any of the items I mentioned, the 2-4 tapes on fluoride, the DVD on fluoride, the book, The Fluoride Deception, the book Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, because, ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand what they are doing to our children and to our people here in America. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. There is a genocidal agenda out there. You need to get our four-tape set on population control. You need to get our video on population control. You need to get our video entitled Nundare College Genocide, and that's Nundare College Genocide. And I think you'll be amazed at what you hear. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.